The famous New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival is back this weekend for another round of great food and outstanding music. Founded in 1970, it's one of the country's largest music festivals. And this year, the festival includes a cultural exchange with Colombia. Nearly 200 artists are participating from that South American country. Music journalist Beto Arcos attended the festival for the first time, and he joins us now to talk about some of the artists. Beto, welcome back. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Beto, you have been to so many festivals all over the world. I find it hard to believe you haven't been to New Orleans Jazz Fest. What took you so long, and what's it been like so far this year?
You know, it's been on the top of my list of festivals to attend for a long time, and I guess I needed an extra push, and it had to be because the guest country this year is Colombia. Here's an example of one of the groups I've been following for a while. This group is called Agrupación Chango.
Beto, you sent me an extended recording of them. I loved it. I've been playing it over and over. Tell us more about them, because I understand that you managed to speak to some of their members.
Yeah, this is an 11-piece ensemble. 4 drummers, 2 marimba players, 5 singer percussionists. The group is based in the port city of Tumaco on the Pacific coast of Colombia. Now, the Pacific coast of Colombia, it's important to note that this is a region that has suffered and endured a lot of violence for decades. But despite the difficulties, the Afro-Colombian communities have managed to resist and flourish culturally, especially with music. And there's a music festival in Cali, Colombia, that I attended last year in August that's been championing Afro-Colombian music and culture for almost 30 years. The Petronio Álvarez Festival, held every year in Cali, which is how this group and others that are at the Jazz Fest were considered to participate here. So I spoke to 2 members of Agrupación Chango, Juan Daniel Landazuri, a 24-year-old marimba player from the province of Nariño.
Es nuestro espacio seguro, es donde nosotros, como negros, como afros, como...
And Landazuri says this, that the festival is a safe space for Black and Indigenous Colombians. He says that in Colombia, they have to wear cultural masks to fit in. But here at NOLA, and of course at the Petronio Festival in Cali, they're able to bring themselves and build bridges through the music.
So interesting. You also spoke to another member who's just 21 years old.
Yeah. Geraldine Paredes is a percussionist and singer from the province of Nariño as well. She said it's very significant for them to be participating at Jazz Fest.
Porque además nos demuestra nosotros como jóvenes que somos los...
It represents how far this music can take them. It demonstrates, she says, the youth who are in charge of rescuing and performing the traditional music of their communities, they can go far with it. And if they work hard, they can show their talents, they can show the tradition, and take this culture and music to other places.
Well, no better place than New Orleans to bring that. Tell us about some of the other Colombian musicians you saw at Jazz Fest.
Yeah, I got a chance to see Joaquin Perez and his group Herencia Ancestral. Perez is a master musician from Barranquilla who plays the instrument called caña de millo. It's a foot-long flute made of reed cane, open on both ends with 4 digital holes at the bottom and a vibrating tongue at the top. The instrument is equivalent to a clarinet, except it has 3 ways of making sound: exhaling, inhaling air, and something unique called garganteo, which is creating sounds with the throat and the reed. Here's a little bit of that.
And you spoke with Joaquin.
La cumbia pura, la cumbia en su estado natural.
Joaquin says he's very proud to introduce traditional cumbia to people at Jazz Fest. They don't use harmonic instruments like the bass or guitar. They use the harmonies of the percussion instruments. And they want to show, you know, this tradition to the Jazz Fest audience that cumbia, in, you know, at its roots, at its natural state, is the flutes and the drums, not all the other, you know, instruments that people associate with the cumbia. So it's a very special type of sound that they create with this particular instrument and the drums.
Yeah, let's listen to a little more of that. Beto, did you see any other groups? Maybe completely different style of music, something more contemporary maybe?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Combiles a Mi is the one. They're from San Basilio de Palenque, a small town a couple hours east of Cartagena on the Caribbean. This is one of the first towns in the Americas to be free of slavery in the early 1600s. And this group, Combiles a Mi, sing in their own Palenque language and in Spanish. And here they are, teaching a few expressions to a very captive audience at the Celebrate Colombia Cultural Exchange Pavilion.
How are you? It's como cerrado. Okay, if you doing well, you respond kusata bien. Okay, kumo kusata? Sina pues.
Yeah, sina pues.
Kumo kusata?
I love it. Tell us what's going on here, Beto.
Oh, the band, they're trying to get people to say the words in the Palenque language that they speak in this particular part of the Caribbean of Colombia, in this area called San Basilio de Palenque. They speak la lengua palenquera, the language of Palenque. Hmm. It's kind of this mix of various indigenous languages and, of course, the African influence that they brought back in the, you know, late 1500s.
Okay. You also got to see a solo musician called Gaita Loop. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he plays an instrument that's about a meter long, kind of a flute. It's typically associated with cumbia and other related music styles from the Caribbean coast of Colombia. He has a looping machine and he plays a rhythm or a melody and then he loops it and builds on that, creating layers, textures of sound. Let's listen.
Something really Andean about that flute as well. We've heard so much great stuff from you. We have time for one more. What have you got for us?
You know, the style of music called salsa was created in the late 60s and early 70s in New York. In Colombia, this music exploded in the early 70s. And for the past couple decades, Cali, Colombia, the sort of capital of the Pacific coast of Colombia, has become the capital of salsa in the world. Yes. Mm. And one of the coolest bands from there is Jacobo Vélez y La Mamba Negra. And when they play, it's an explosion of music. Let's listen.
Loved all this music, Beto. Thank you. Tell us what you're looking forward to hearing this coming weekend. We know the Rolling Stones and Queen Latifah will be there. Who's on your list?
Oh, definitely Lucio Fellet, singer-songwriter from the Andean region of Colombia in the south. There's also Cimarron. It's music from the plains of Colombia and one of my all-time favorite groups from the Pacific coast. They're called Matachinde. And this is going to be another amazing weekend in one of my favorite cities in North America, New Orleans.
As we go out, we're listening to Matachinde. We've been talking with Beto Arcos. He's a music journalist with the toughest assignment in radio right now, joining us from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Beto, thank you.
My pleasure.